Coffee ever tasted.
It isn't coffee, it's tea.
Oh, well, in that case, it ain't bad. Three more muggins last night. Another tornado in Texas. And a 7-car pile up on the West Side Highway. Ah, that makes me feel better.
It does?
Yeah, because none of them things are happening to us.
Morning, Ma.
Oh, good morning, son.
Hey, Pop.
Right. Now, here's something I wish would happen to me. You remember that story about the Chinese dude who owns a restaurant down the street?
Oh, you mean Charlie Kwan, the one who saved the guy from being mugged?
Yeah. Saved the one I know and fed him and took care of him until he was turned over to the Salvation Army.
Oh, it's so nice to read about someone who's not afraid to get involved.
Yeah, that's what got his picture on the front page. Saving a wino, a white one at that.
How do you know he's white? It doesn't say so in the paper.
Yes, it did. The paper called him an indigent. Can't be nothing but a honky.
What makes you say that?
Because a white wino is turned over to the Salvation Army, they call him an indigent. A black wino is busted, and they call him an inmate. Anyhow, it says right here, since that happened, his business has tripled. And it was the publicity that did it.
Then why don't you advertise?
Because you can't buy that kind of advertising. If I could, I'd be one of the biggest black businessmen in New York.
Well, like this dude here in the paper?
What dude?
Oh, haven't you been reading this series? It's on successful black businessmen around here. Today it's about the dude who owns Goldman Pharmacies. He's a millionaire.
Goldman? I thought you said he was black.
Oh, he is, wait a minute. Abdul Karim Goldman. The oldest of 7 children, started out as a delivery boy, worked his way through college, and now he owns a chain of drugstores.
Let me see that. This is it. This is the answer.
That's great. What's the question?
How to get my story in the paper. Now, you are going to call these people, Louise. I got the number right here.
Well, why am I calling them? You're not a millionaire.
But I'm a thousandaire. And I could be a millionaire if I could give me some publicity. So you're going to call this reporter. His name is Mike Marino. I'll tell you what to say.
I already know what to say. No.
Yeah, I'll call him for you, Pop.
Thank you, son. A man's voice sounds more important than a woman's anytime. Now, okay, Lionel, this is what I want you to say.
Look, I know what to say, Pop. You ain't got to worry about me.
I got to worry. How you think I got where I am today? Worrying about the little detail. I want to make sure you say the right thing.
All right, you want to hear what I'm going to say? Okay, you be Miss Marino, and I'm calling you up, all right? All right. Well, come on.
What? Oh.
Okay. Hello, Miss Marino?
Speaking.
Yeah, Miss Marino, you don't know me.
And but... I don't want to know you. Bye. You gotta get in there fast. You gotta grab his interest. You gotta hook him right away. Hook.
Okay, let me try it again. Okay. What was the number again, Pop?
6-8. Look, just come on.
Hello, Miss Marino.
Speaking.
Yeah, Miss Marino, how would you like to meet one of the fastest rising black businessmen in the country today?
Yeah.
That's right, he started out with nothing and worked his way all the way to the top and did it all the way by himself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, this dude is forceful, dynamic, a brilliant mind.
Right on.
I'm a born leader. I mean, this dude is dynamite.
Great. When can I meet this guy?
Well, he ain't around now, so would you like to meet my father instead?
Look,
I'm late for school, Pop. I'll see you later. Bye.
That boy better watch out. He ain't too big for me to be going upside his head, you know.
Oh, George, you was only kidding. Besides, that was a dumb thing you asked him to do.
Look, a son is supposed to listen to his father no matter how dumb he is. Okay, look, if I can't get no help from my own family, I just have to make the phone call myself.
Oh, George, I think you're making a mistake.
No, I ain't. I know what I'm doing. One thing I learned in life, you got to blow your own horn.
And you've got the hot air to do it.
That's because I got a wife who's always steaming me up. Hello? I'd like to speak to Mike Marino, please.
What are you going to do? Tell him a bunch of lies?
I ain't going to lie. I'm just going to build up the truth. Hello, Mr. Marino? Yes, my name is Ebony. Sydney J. Ebony. Yes. I'm calling to tip you off about a millionaire you may be interested in interviewing for your series. Yes, you might have heard of him. His name is George Jefferson. He owns a chain of cleaning stores. Oh, you haven't? Oh, that's because he's very shy. He hates publicity. What? Oh, I've got his number right here. It's 685-4099. Me? No connection. I'm just one of the people who thinks he's doing a marvelous job. Oh, fine. Bye.
George.
Hold it. 6-8-5-4-0-9-9-9. I told you to leave it thinking up to me. Hello, George Jefferson speaking. Mama! Look, Mama, look, I can't talk to you right now. Get off the line. Get off the line! No, look. It's just that I'm expecting an important call. Yeah, you're important too, but look, why don't you talk to Wheezy?
Why?
Because that'll make her hang up.
I'm sorry, but I'm not home.
Hello, Mama. Of course I love you, and I know you'll understand because you love me too. Bye. Why'd she have to call him there?
Well, when you're rich and famous like you are, you're bound to get a lot of nuisance calls.
Hello. Oh. Oh, it's him. Hello? Oh, Mr. Jefferson? This is Mr. Jefferson's butler. Just a minute, I'll call him. Hello,
George Jefferson speaking.
Oh, yes, Mr. Marino.
Yes, I'm familiar with your paper.
Well, I'd like to help you out, but I have a very tight schedule. Let's see, how about tonight, 6:30? Oh, we're having a few friends over for cocktails. Oh, you an ambassador, a big publisher, a couple other millionaires. Maybe an astronaut. You know, just a few personal friends. Oh, you can? Oh, fine. Okay, we're at the Colby East, 12th floor. Right, okay, fine. See you then. Bye. I did it, Wheezy. He's coming over to do my story.
Oh, that's just great, George. Now all you've got to do is come up with all those people you lied to him about.
I didn't lie. Not exactly. Bentley works at the UN and Tom Willis works for a publisher.
You're inviting the Willises? You who keep saying you don't want that zebra marriage hanging around?
I don't, but I need him tonight. You know, and those phony liberal writers are all for mixing the races.
That's not honest. That makes you a hypocrite.
It's only for a couple hours. After the party, I'll be just as honest as I always am.
Okay, where are you going to get your millionaires?
Invite some of the neighbors. The reporter ain't going to know the difference. What's he going to do, ask to see their bank books?
You'll be lucky to get anyone to come on such short notice.
Hello. Oh, hi, Mom. Huh? Oh, no, it's just that I was busy, that's all. Of course. Of course I love you. Look, you can come to dinner anytime you want. Oh, but not tonight.
She's on her way.
You're doing just great, George. So far, you've got one guest lined up. Your mother, the astronaut.
Well, you better get on that phone and start making some calls. We need bodies. And call, what's her name up? Diane. We need somebody to serve.
Diane's got the flu. I'll call Florence. All she's got is laryngitis.
Florence? She ain't no good. She's all thumbs and no brain. If she was in the house all by herself, she'd be bumping into herself.
Sorry, George. We didn't know you were home.
We'll go quiet.
No, come in. Come in. We haven't been seeing enough of you two lately.
Either we're in the wrong apartment or he's up to something.
He's up to something.
We're good neighbors, ain't we? What's happening?
We were hoping to talk to Louise about our annual charity affair.
Ah, well, why don't you talk to both of us tonight over cocktails, say about 6:30?
You're inviting us to cocktails?
Yeah, what's so strange about that?
Oh, no stranger than Will Chamberlain buying elevator shoes.
It's some kind of setup, isn't it? We walk in and you have us arrested as housebreakers, right, George?
Look, I'm just trying to be friendly.
Wait a minute. Just how bad do you want us?
I invited you, didn't I?
Well, we have just two tickets left to our dinner dance next week. We were hoping you and Louise...
Helen, that's blackmail.
Uh-huh.
And brilliant.
Okay, if I buy the tickets, will you come tonight?
I'll guarantee it.
Okay. How much?
$50. A piece.
That's $100.
It shouldn't make any difference to you now that you're a millionaire.
Okay. Who do I make this out to?
To our organization, AFRO. That's A-F-R-O.
At least it sounds like it's going for a good cause. What's that stand for?
The Association for Racial Oneness. See you tonight.
Wait a minute. Racial oneness? What's that mean?
It means that you just gave us a check to support mixed marriages.
Now listen to this, Wheezy. I got my life story all worked out for that reporter. Now, it all started 45 years ago.
46.
A baby was born in a cotton field in Alabama.
In a hospital in the Bronx.
Look, I'm trying to jazz up the story. I want to show how a boy from the ghetto got his first cleaning store through hard work, skimping and saving and...
And a $5,000 whiplash settlement from the city of New York.
That's what I call jazzing down the story. What's that?
Your mother, she's taking a nap.
It all started 45 years ago.
Mr. Jefferson.
Can't you say I'm busy?
No, I thought you was just talking.
What do you want?
Well, this ain't gonna work, Mr. Jefferson. I'm a cleaning maid. I ain't used to serving.
We know that, but now you're moving up in the world.
Well, I don't mind moving up in the world, Mr. Jefferson. But you know how you act sometimes. And I don't want you getting mad at me like you did at that last party. That's what gave me my laryngitis.
Don't be nervous, Florence. George is out to make an impression tonight, so he's not going to be himself. He's going to be a perfect gentleman.
Well, okay, I'll try.
At $2.50 an hour, you better do better than try.
$4 an hour, George.
Since when?
Since she's moving up in the world. Florence, you can put the pizza puffs in the oven as soon as the guests arrive, which should be any minute now.
All right, Miss Jeffs.
At these prices, I want to see some fancy mating. Every time I turn around, I want to see you serving something.
Yes, Mr. Jeffs.
Stop picking on her, George. This whole thing is silly anyway, hiring a maid for just 5 people.
6. Don't forget Mama.
I wish I could.
Mr. Jefferson? Mike Marino, East Side Chronicle.
Ah, yes, come in, come in. Ha, ha. I'd like you to meet my wife, Louise.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. How are you?
How do you do? Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you very much.
Can I get you a drink, Mr. Marino?
No, thanks. I've got to cover a concert at the Lincoln Center right after this. I thought you said there was going to be other guests.
Oh, they'll be here. Rich people always come late. That's how you know they're rich.
Well, I don't have too much time, so what do you say we get started?
Right. It all started 45 years ago, and I was just a little...
Meatball.
As I was saying, it all started...
Oh, how about you, Miss Jefferson?
Oh, thank you, Flora.
Now, getting back to the story. 45 years ago, a woman went into the cotton field in Alabama. When she came out, she brought with her...
Clam dip cheese.
Why don't you stop hanging around out here?
You said every time
Don't
you
do what I said, do what I say.
It's so hard to get good help these days.
Okay. I gather you were born 45 years ago.
Yeah. And it was a long, tough climb from that rat-infested tenement I grew up in.
We didn't have rats, George. A few mice, maybe, but no rats.
Oh, Mama. Meet Mike Marino.
How do you do?
Fine, thank you. Only that Bloody Mary made me so sleepy, I almost nodded off.
Yes, you've been almost nodding off for 2.5 hours now.
Maybe I better have another. The second one always perked me up.
Now, what do we got so far?
Nothing. Except... You're 45 years old.
46.
I was 45 when I started telling this story. Don't put that pencil down. I'll be right back. Oh, hello. I was worried about you.
We knew that, but we decided to come anyway.
Come in. Meet Mike Marino. This is Tom and Helen Willis.
How are you, Mr.
How do you do?
Mr. Nice Willis, pleasure meeting you.
Yes.
Tom. It was nice of you to take time out of your busy schedule to be here tonight.
I wouldn't have missed this for the world. It pays to visit you, George.
Tom here is a big publisher.
Oh. Well, actually, I'm just a senior editor with Pelham Publishing.
Well, I'm very glad to meet you. I'm writing a book, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes, you see, I'm a newspaper man.
He's here to do a story about me.
I got the idea for my book from this series I've been writing on black capitalism. We've had tremendous response from our readers.
Well, I can see why. The time is ripe for a book like that.
Yeah, but he ain't interested in that right now. He's here to do a story about me. So why don't you two go over there and make yourselves a drink?
I can get that, Mr. Jefferson.
You can get yourself back in the kitchen. Think I do the thinking.
Well, think about getting yourself another mate.
Louise, would you please go and see what's bothering that young lady?
I don't have to. I'm looking at it.
Why don't we just start from the beginning?
Good idea. Let's go clear back to where he asked me if I wanted a drink and I said no. I changed my mind. I'd love one.
Oh, sure. What do you have?
Oh, don't bother. I can get it myself. You know, Mr. Willis, in this book I'm writing, I'm not dealing with your ordinary black businessman. The people I want are bankers, corporate executives.
Oh, then you ought to meet Helen's father. He's a corporate executive, and believe me, he's a character.
Well, who is he?
Did you ever hear of Butex Industries?
American Stock Exchange?
That's the one. My father's company president.
Well, that's fascinating. I'd like to hear more about your father.
Well, my father was very, very poor. We never had nothing as kids. You know, it was tough for my father to find a job in those days.
Oh, that's sad. How did your father get his start?
He inherited a farm from my grandfather.
Oh, tell him about your grandfather, Helen. How he turned a small, rocky piece of land into a rich farm. He started with 1 acre and wound up owning hundreds.
Hey, that's kind of like my story. I started out with one rundown cleaning plant in Queens.
But that's such a long story.
Who asked you?
I was talking to Tom.
Good, well, you keep talking to him. Look, I know you're anxious to get to my story, so let's get going. 45 years ago... A woman went into the cotton fields in Alabama.
George, and when she came... I think I'll take a nap.
Again?
That Bloody Mary made me dizzy. You tell Louise she's buying the wrong kind of tomato juice.
Where were we?
In a cotton field.
Oh, right. Well, this... Florence, get the door!
You told me to stay in the kitchen!
Get the door!
Just because you're a boss don't mean you got to be so lazy. You're closer to the door than I am. You could have had it open, answered, and shut before I even got near it. Mr. Jefferson, it's that weirdo in a fox.
It's Mr. Bentley from the UN. Hi there, Bentley.
Evening, Mr. Jefferson. Allow me to introduce Ms. Tanya Petrovich. She just arrived from Russia this afternoon.
Mr. Jefferson, I was so excited when Comrade Bentley told me we were coming here. So, this is Black Ghetto. Why is everyone trying to get out?
Everybody, I'd like you to meet...
Yes, yes, nice to meet you. And you must be Mrs. Jefferson.
No, 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 I'm afraid.
Afraid? Of course you are afraid. In Soviet Union, we have heard much about poor, downtrodden blacks.
You talking to the wrong downtrodden black, honey.
This is Mrs. Jefferson. I'm Helen Willis, and this is my husband, Tom.
Mrs. Jefferson, I would know you anywhere.
You would? 25 years being married to George has finally caught up with me. Can I get you something to eat?
Please, not to speak of food.
Yes, I'm afraid Tanya had a very rough flight. She was airsick all the way.
It was the seafood that did it. Just thinking about it makes me nauseous.
Would you like some clam dip?
Niet, niet.
Oh, this ain't bad. But watch out for them pizza puffs. They taste like hot rubber bands.
Please, some vodka?
Yes, make it two, neat.
Every time I fly, I get airsick. Not like him. He crossed the Atlantic in sailboat. Did you ever hear of anything so crazy?
It wasn't me, actually. It was my brother, Nigel.
In a sailboat? That's fantastic.
That ain't nothing. I crossed the Pacific in an aircraft carrier. I'm an old Navy man, you know.
Your brother actually crossed the Atlantic in a sailboat?
Oh, yes. Not once, but three times. Unfortunately, he only made it twice.
Oh.
Luckily, the first and the third time. But the second crossing was a bit of a sticky wicket. Yes. He was alone, except for Eloise. She was preggers at the time.
He took his pregnant wife with him?
Oh, Eloise wasn't his wife.
Oh.
No, she was his Siamese cat.
Oh?
Yes, he never made a trip without her. Anyway, they ran into this hurricane, and they lost their mast and sails, and they drifted around for days without any food. Finally, they were rescued by a Norwegian sardine boat. When they pulled into New York Harbor, Eloise weighed 53 pounds.
I'd like to meet this crazy brother of yours.
Well, a different chance, because he's flying into New York next week to begin his new adventure.
Really? What is that?
Well, he plans to paddle a canoe from here to Miami Beach.
Well, why would he do that?
He loves sunshine.
That would make a fantastic story. I wish I could hear more, but I do have to leave. Would you ask your brother to call me?
My pleasure.
Thank you. And you too, Mrs. Willis. I want to get all the details straight. Those stories you told me will make great features for my paper. Well, good night, everybody.
Keep on trucking.
Right. Well, hold it. What, ain't you forgetting something?
I think so. Got my head here, my pens.
No, what about me? Of course. Thank you for inviting me. I got a line on two great stories, Mrs. Willis's father and Mr. Bentley's brother. Very good.
Ain't you one story short? I mean, I own a chain of five cleaning stores, started out with nothing.
Sorry, but I only need one more article for my series on black businessmen. And Mrs. Willis's father is... I mean, that's a fantastic story.
I mean, what about me?
And Mr. Bentley's brother. That's a fantastic story.
But I invited you here.
And don't think I'm not grateful. Don't worry, I'll mention that I got the story at your party. Your name will be right in there, Mr. Jeffries.
Jeffries!
Well, I think we ought to be going, too.
No! Nobody's going! No, please!
Why not? We stayed our $100 worth.
Sit down! I got something for everybody here! Sit down! Everybody, sit down! Sit down! I want everybody to listen to what I gotta say. Now, 45 years ago.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio